Welcome to Energy Matters, where we explore alternative health in the Pioneer Valley. I'm your host, Caroline Rutterman, and I'm a Reiki professional and intuitive in Northampton, Massachusetts. For the past 9 years, I've been teaching people how to use their intuition and helping them reduce stress and anxiety. Together, we'll talk with other practitioners and learn how they bring health and healing to the Pioneer Valley. Let's do this. Hey, welcome, welcome, everybody. This is Caroline Rutterman, and you are listening to Energy Matters. And today we have a very exciting show. Today's guest, who is Joan Pillsbury of Green Burial, Massachusetts. And so we're going to talk a little bit about alternative burials from the conventional style of burials that we know it today. So welcome, Joan.
Thank you, Caroline. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, thank you so much for, you know, being so excited. And, you know, I feel like when I first met you at it was an event where a mutual friend of ours, a mutual acquaintance, was doing a keynote speaking. And I was just so into what you were talking about right away with this green burials and kind of, you know, an alternative, really healthy mindset towards death and kind of the afterlife. And, you know, your passion really, really comes through. So
right. It's really the passion that energizes my work. So you feel it.
I feel it, girl. I feel it. So, Joan, tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do.
Well, I am a nurse. I've been working with Green Burial since 2009. And I'm also a member of the Funeral Consumers Alliance of Western Massachusetts, which is a advocacy and education group. And I'm also a cemeterian. I joined the Gill Cemetery Committee, and so I help with the other two cemeterians. We manage the Gill cemeteries.
So a cemeterian manages the cemeteries. Can you tell us a little bit more about the role that you play there?
Right. We coordinate when people need to be buried in one of the cemeteries. We also sell plots. We manage the cemetery, so we make sure that the lawn is mowed and the things like that.
Oh, just keeping it beautiful for everyone.
Yeah.
Nice. So tell us a little bit about what is it that you guys do at Green Burial, Massachusetts? I'd love to know a little bit more about the work that you do within that organization, what the organization is doing.
Well, the organization is we're looking to acquire land so that we can have a cemetery that anyone can use. We're also doing education and advocacy so that people who want to have help to talk to their town cemetery can actually call us and we will help them with their town boards. The other thing we do is we go to senior centers and women's clubs and churches and just present information about green burials so that the word gets out. And it's really come a long way. Since I started in 2009, almost no one heard about green burials. It was actually Mark Harris's book, Grave Matters, that drew me to this work. And I heard an interview that he gave on NPR, and that I was hooked after that.
So I do want to talk more about Mark Harris's book, Grave Matters. Can you tell us just, let's bring it back a step, and what is green burials? Is that?
What green burial is really going back to the way we used to bury our family, our dead. It's being buried without embalming, and embalming is does not have to happen in any state. And there's no vault, there's no concrete vault in the grave, which in each cemetery actually regulates how they are going to manage their cemetery. So many of the town cemeteries, most of them, have regulation that requires vaults. So that's why we're trying to educate people and trying to work with people so that there can be a section of a cemetery that wouldn't wouldn't have vaults in it. And the reason for the vaults is so that when they're running the heavy maintenance equipment over the ground, then the equipment doesn't fall in. It doesn't cave in.
So the concrete vault, can you say that one more time? What is the detriment of the concrete vault?
The concrete vault prevents cave-in.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So what would be the advantage to not having a concrete vault?
Well, it's a lot of concrete to put in the ground and a lot of formaldehyde and precious metals and precious wood. That's very wasteful of resources to be putting those in the ground, where if you had everything decomposing in the ground, like a simple casket or a shroud, then the body could feed the area, perhaps feed a tree. I liked your song in the beginning about have a tree.
Absolutely. That was the John Denver classic, plant a tree.
Right.
I thought that was very fitting today.
Yes, it was. So actually, the body can provide nutrients to the ground. So that's really a way of giving back to the earth.
Yeah. And yeah, I feel like the green burials really do have a huge environmental component as well as the financial component. So sure. Let's talk a little bit about what is the typical embalming fluid? Because that's the thing that we do now. That's the conventional thing. When somebody passes away, they will often be brought to a funeral home where the bodies are embalmed, and then they, you know, you buy an $8,000 casket or how much ever these up
right.
and upwards, and then they kind of take care of a lot of the handling of the body.
Right.
But the embalming fluids are quite toxic.
They are very toxic.
And what's in that stuff?
It came about at the time of the Civil War when the families wanted their soldiers, family members, brought back to the North. And there was a lot of trouble with decomposition on the trains, of course. So they used arsenic to preserve the body and mercury. But nowadays, we use formalin and mannitol and benzene as chemicals, and so we have given the right of caring for our family members, our deceased people, to the funeral home, and that's fine because a lot of times we are a little overwhelmed, and
of course.
But it's also, if some people want choice, they could take care of their family member themselves. And the reason for embalming nowadays mostly is for viewing.
Gotcha.
But it is very toxic.
Yeah.
And we use a lot of chemicals.
So all of those chemicals that you mentioned go into the body to preserve it so that a few days after the death, you know, you can have your memorial service and the body looks preserved and fairly
right.
close to what people remember them as. But when you bury them, all those chemicals are then seeping directly into the earth afterwards.
Yes. Well, first of all, they're in the vault, and then people think the vault is going to preserve for posterity, but in fact it doesn't. It's concrete, which is made of water and sand, and so it's going to dissolve eventually. And then leach into the ground. You're right.
Right. So, and, you know, it's mind-boggling when you think of all those huge old cemeteries that you've seen. I used to live in Brooklyn, and, you know, there's just endless miles of cemeteries that you could walk through. And I always thought they were very, very peaceful places. And, you know, after reading a lot of the information on greenburialma.org, the website for Green Burial Massachusetts, I was like, oh, wow, those are pretty toxic sites.
Right. Some of my colleagues call it a toxic dump. Each grave is really a toxic dump.
Wow. That's mind-boggling to me.
It is.
And so what would stop somebody, because green burials are legal in Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
So what would stop somebody from renting a backhoe, digging a hole in their backyard, and burying somebody that they love?
Well, that is possible. I mean, there's no, the only thing you have to do is you have to check with your Board of Health, because it's the Board of Health in your particular city or town that regulates where people can be buried.
Okay.
And so if the Board of Health agrees and the land is designated as a family cemetery, and then when you sell the land, of course, that has to be registered in the deed.
So that you don't, if somebody's building, they wouldn't accidentally dig up grandma's bones or something.
Right.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the different types of green burials, because there's some really, really beautiful photos on your website about a green burial in the Adirondacks, and there was another one in what looked like a wildlife preserve, you know, with a simple pine casket. There were some folks that were lowering a pine casket into the earth. Can you tell us a little bit about the different types of green burials that you have seen or that you've partaken in?
Yes, we... Carol Cohen, one of the co-founders, Judith Lorelei and Carol Cohen, founded Green Burial Massachusetts in 2006, I guess. So in 2009, when I listened to Mark Harris's interview, then I called Carol Cohen because that was the local contact number. And so we went on a field trip to Green Springs, which is out in New York. It's near Ithaca, it's in Newfield. And that... was a farm, and that cemetery is an open field, and they their plots are 5 foot by 15 feet, I think, and they mound their grave so that as it settles, it becomes ground level. Then there's another cemetery in Maine, Lymington, Maine, which is west of Portland, and that cemetery is in a tree farm. And so it's wooded, and it's lovely. And actually, I've seen a grave dug in the wintertime, and they say that because of the trees, the ground doesn't freeze, so that there was a burial in February, actually.
Oh, wow. That's super interesting. Because what happens when somebody passes away in a conventional cemetery? What happens if the ground is frozen? Where does the normal body go?
The people that dig the graves, either the town, DPW, or the contracted business, they can warm the ground with a warming blanket or a fire over a tin dome.
Okay.
So that they can dig.
They can go in from there.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, those sound like pretty nice green burials, having spaces on a farm where you could just continue to kind of nurture and provide nutrients into the soil, and then also having it be part of a tree farm. That sounds, I would like to be buried under a tree.
Sounds
really nice.
Very nice.
And then
it's very beautiful, too. There's a farm, you know, the ground is all covered with ferns, and it's just a very, very pretty place.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to WXOJLP 103.3 FM Northampton, and you're listening to Energy Matters. And we're talking with Joan Pillsbury, who is a member of the Green Burial Massachusetts. And we're talking about green burials today and what that looks like for, you know, dealing with after death in an environmental way. So we're going to take a short break. We're going to listen to a little bit of music. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about the laws and the regulations around just kind of the practical side of having this potentially happen. Because I would imagine it wouldn't be the thing that you'd want to deal with after somebody passes, when you're kind of thinking about the mourning, and, you know, you wouldn't want to have to wrangle, you know, within that time frame. Tell us a little bit about how you got into this work. I know that you had mentioned you were really inspired by Mark Harris's book, Grave Matters. What was it about that book that turned you on to this?
Well, the book describes all the toxic chemicals that are put into the ground with the bobbing and also the vault. So that really made me sit up and take notice. And also, I, as a teenager, as even a young adult, I, of course, went to funerals, and I was just sort of horrified sometimes by the embalmed body, open casket, and that's something that I really never wanted to have in my family for myself. So this seemed to be the kind of movement that I could really get, you know, in contact with. And I already do a lot of recycling, reuse, and reduce, reuse, and recycle. So it seems to fit right into my value system as well. And I have an energy efficient home, so that's also part of my value. So it seemed to just be a good fit. And so I've been continuing this work ever since and educating folks wherever I go, so that along with all of our board members, absolutely, so that we can someday have a cemetery in Massachusetts that anyone can be buried at. But also we want to make sure that if people wanted to be buried in their own hometown, that perhaps they could ask their own cemetery to have a section that would be okay for green burial.
Yes, absolutely. So, and you're right, I do think this is a natural extension to people's environmental practices that they're already doing in terms of the reduce, reuse, recycle. You know, this is really reducing the toxic chemicals, you know, recycling our own physical forms, you know, and you know, reusing them into earth. And just allowing that kind of, you know, it's like if you already recycle your bottles, you might as well think about, you know, extending it into more deeper earth-based
practices.
Right, and
you're giving back to the earth.
Right. 100%. Yeah, absolutely. So tell us a little bit. There was something that I thought was really, really interesting. I know that the Green Burial in Massachusetts is partnered with Mount Grace Land Conservation Trust. Can you tell us a little bit more about that partnership?
Well, one of the models for a green cemetery would be a conservation cemetery. And so we partner with Mount Grace and also any land trust that would like to work with us. We'd be happy to work with them so that there could be a conservation component to the green cemetery.
So what is a conservation cemetery?
Well, a conservation cemetery would have to include something that was worth conserving, like a specific species of tree or foliage or some land that was important to preserve. And so that would encourage the conservation. And also the land trusts are aware of plots of land that they want to preserve. And so that we would work with them, and then they would help us get the land, and then there would be the conservation piece as well.
That's really, really cool. I like that idea of having a beautiful sanctuary and then also getting to go and visit your loved ones and walk right around and have that reflection on your relationship with that person and that natural relationship. I feel like that's such a, that pairing makes sense to me.
Right, and that really makes sense for multi-use too, because, you know, it could be a place where you'd go and you'd just go and bird, or you would go and walk, or whatever, you know, some recreation form that was easy on the environment would be good.
And so I was reading a little bit on the website. If anyone out there is listening, you are listening to Energy Matters, and we're chatting with Joan Pillsbury of Green Burial, Massachusetts. And that website is greenburialma.org.
Right.
And I was looking a little bit on the website, and some of the goals that were listed with the Mount Grace Land Conservation Trust collaboration were to basically protect significant parcels of land with minimal disruption to habitat, soil, and setting.
Right.
So when somebody is buried in a conservation space like this, a conservation cemetery of sorts, the ideal is to can you tell us a little bit about more about that goal of minimal disruption to habitat, soil, and setting?
Right. So the digging can happen by hand or by small equipment. The graves are 3 to 4 feet to the bottom of the grave. And backfill can be either by hand or by equipment, as they say. And the density is a low density. There's about 1,000, about 100 to 200 per acre versus 1,000 in an acre in a conventional cemetery. So, and the markers are flat to the ground, or there may be no marker and just identified by GPS.
So you could just, you could say, go visit mom, and then the GPS would take you to that site, right. Just right. Right in the earth.
Yes, you would have to enter the coordinates.
That's pretty cool.
That's very cool, yeah.
That's very, very neat. So now, I think I saw something as well that said that, is that an issue with typical cemeteries? Because if the body is buried 3.5 to 4 feet underground, aren't bodies normally buried 6 feet under? How does that work with typical cemeteries? And do they take issue with that? Is that just a stereotype?
We've never had any issue with a grave that's 3 feet, 3 to 4 feet to the bottom. Most towns will dig 5 or 6 feet down. And I don't know why it came to that number, but perhaps people used to think that there was animals would dig up, but there's no odor and we have no recording of any animals digging up human graves.
So 3.5 to 4 feet is sufficient for the decomposition,
right.
and all of that.
And you want to have that depth because that's where the aerobic activity is, and below that there is very little, and there's no oxygen, so there wouldn't be a good amount of microbes to assist with decomposition.
Oh, that does make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's just the soil, yeah.
Yeah, you need an active soil for this return to the earth.
So tell us.
It's really the way we used to do things. You know, the families used to have a grave, a cemetery on their land, and so it's just returning to the way we used to do things. In fact, that's how we worked with the town of Warwick and helped them with the new regulations, which were actually going back to the old way, and that's the way they framed it, as this is, we're going back to the way we used to do things.
Oh, I like that. Pre-Civil War.
Right, pre-Civil War.
So can you tell us a little bit about what some of the regulations that you would, because you said that Green Burial Massachusetts does a lot with advocacy work for talking with the Board of Health as well as working with local cemeteries. Can you talk a little bit about if somebody was interested in exploring this option for themselves, what mm-hmm. that process would look like, who they would talk to, just kind of run down the basics if somebody was just getting started exploring this option.
Yes, and it's start early. It takes a long time.
What's a long time? Like 6 months?
It could take longer than that.
Oh, wow.
It depends on, you know, how your town is going to accept this, and if they have the land and the resources to provide this kind of burial. So the only state regulation is Massachusetts State Laws 114, and there are very few regulations that control cemeteries. The state gives the control of the cemeteries to the town, and it's usually the town Board of Health. And sometimes if there's water around, then, of course, it would be the Department of Environmental Protection that would be involved as well.
Okay.
But it's the municipality, either through the Cemetery Commission or the Department of Public Works, that has the governance of the cemetery.
Okay. So
and then there's private cemeteries. And those cemeteries usually have a board of directors.
So if you have an idea of which cemetery you or your loved one would like to be buried in, you would reach out either to the municipality, the town municipality, or to the private cemetery themselves, and you would say, I'd like to have a green burial. Do they usually know what a green burial is if you're talking
sometimes
to a lot of these?
Sometimes they do. I've worked with Lexington, and I just went down to Barnstable, talked to their cemetery commission, and one of the cemeterians was very knowledgeable. He'd done his homework before we came, and he was it was easy to talk to him because he was, and so he was helping me talk to the other two members. So a lot more people know about green burial than in 2009 when we started this work. That's for sure.
You guys are doing good work then.
Yeah. Well, it's been in a lot of press. It's in the New York Times all the time. It's in the Boston Globe. I mean, there's articles in magazines all, and there's Caitlin Doty is doing a lot of work on YouTube, and she has a program called Ask the Mortician.
She's my favorite. That's how we bonded when we were chatting. We started talking about Caitlin Doty's Ask a Mortician channel, and she does all the natural burials and the death advocacy work around home funerals. But she's very, very funny.
She has a very quirky
sense of
humor. It's good to bring some humor into this because it can get morbid, but it's fun work. It really, you meet a lot of nice people, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the fun aspect for you? Like, what part of this really brings you joy?
Well, it's that people get to have the choice that they want. If someone really wants to be buried in their own hometown and they don't want the vault and they want to have their body in contact with the earth so that they can decompose and return their body to the earth, then when that happens, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. And we meet a lot of wonderful, wonderful people along the way. It really has been a way of networking and getting to meet people that I would never have met before, that's for sure.
That's really, really cool. That's really neat. So can you, I would like to also talk about one quick aspect about what it would be a greener burial, because there's sort of the green burial where you're just, the body is wrapped in the cloth directly into the earth or in a pine casket or some kind of biodegradable container, buried straight into the earth 3.5 feet down. No embalming fluid, no hardwood caskets, no concrete vault liners. Can you talk a little bit about what a greener one way, like if we didn't want to go all the way or if we didn't have that accessibility, what are some alternatives that could make it a little bit more environmentally friendly?
Right. Well, a vault, you could ask your town if the concrete vault could have holes in it so that eventually the body could be in contact with the earth. So they would still provide the support for the grave, but it wouldn't contain the body for that long length of time. Also, you could ask if the vault could be inverted so that the body was on the ground. In a lot of Jewish cemeteries, they actually drill holes in the bottom of the, if they have to have a vault.
So what does an inverted concrete vault look like? Is that like a layer of